Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The DEA has just issued a major warning for everyone in this country on fentanyl and the influx that we are witnessing happening before our very eyes. We are seeing more than enough fentanyl that has come into this country in 2021, for example, to kill every single American. And the question you have to ask yourself now is, why is the White House doing nothing to stop all of this fentanyl coming into the United States of America? Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, the DEA is now warning federal, state, and local law enforcement of an impending nationwide spike in fentanyl-related mass overdose events. Now, a mass overdose event is like a mass shooting, right? Where a bunch of people are taking drugs and they all OD and they all end up dying in the same room or at the same party or the same event. What we're seeing right now is amount of drug related overdose events, mass overdose events, has absolutely skyrocketed. And the White House, again, is doing nothing to stop this. Now, you have to understand about the flow of these drugs to understand why the Biden administration is not protecting your kids, your grandkids, and adults. It is about cash, and cash is coming in big from China. Now, without China's involvement, none of this would be happening, because the chemicals that are being used to make fentanyl are coming from China, and they are being sold directly and shipped directly to Mexico to the drug cartels. That's where all this is happening from, which goes back to the problem with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and clearly I would argue that Joe Biden is compromised. And I'm not the only one that believes this now. Because of more and more information that has been coming out, more and more Americans actually believe that Joe Biden is compromised by China. A new poll out says almost two-thirds of American voters believe that Biden is compromised by China. But let's take all that for a second and put it on the bookshelf, and let's just talk about the President of the United States of America. If you're the President of the United States of America and you know that the flow of fentanyl into America communities has quadrupled under your leadership, you've got to ask yourself this question, and yes, that's an accurate number. The flow of fentanyl into American communities has quadrupled under the Biden administration. That means you're a drug dealer. The President of the United States of America is a drug dealer. Whether he's compromised by China or compromised by Mexico or the cartels, it doesn't matter to me. What I do know is that Joe Biden's policies are making him the biggest drug dealer in the history of this country. Now, there's some people that say, well, Ben, that's not a fair thing to say. He doesn't know how bad things are with the open border. Yes, he does, because it's his own government telling him how bad things are. So why exactly is it like Joe Biden doesn't care? I'll tell you exactly why he doesn't care. He didn't care about his own son's drug problems. Let's just be real honest about this. He didn't care at all about his son's addiction. In fact, he exploited his son's addiction and craving for drugs so that he would be able to make more money. Tell me I'm wrong. Seriously, tell me I'm wrong on that analogy, that analysis. When the President of the United States of America knew that his son needed apparently millions of dollars to keep up his drug-infused lifestyle, he put his son on the planes to get more deals done. He put his son onto deals like Burisma in Ukraine and deals with Russian oligarchs and deals with the Russian mayor of Moscow's wife, the richest woman in Russia. He put him on planes with him, government planes to go to Mexico to get deals done in Mexico. Joe Biden knew his son was a drug addict and used it to his advantage, exploited it to maximize his profits, to maximize the amount of money that he would actually make. That's a fact. And his brother exploited it as well. Now, if they're willing to exploit their own nephew and their own son's drug habits so that their family can maximize profits, and I think one of the reasons why they decided to exploit it is actually simpler than anybody even realized. The reason why they decided to exploit is because it was a great alibi if their son ever got caught, like he's been caught right now. The alibi is absolutely brilliant if you think about it, my friends. Well, he didn't know what he was doing. He was a drug addict at the time. You should feel sorry for him. He's a drug addict. We saw his aunt, Hunter Biden's aunt, Joe Biden's sister, come out and do a big interview this last week on CBS and other stations, talking about Hunter Biden's struggles and the addiction and how, you know, they're rooting for him, trying to make you feel bad. They're exploiting it even to this day. They don't care about drug addicts, and they exploited their own family members' drug addiction to make them money. They're still exploiting it right now to try to disconnect themselves from the business dealings of Hunter Biden, which were all to enrich the family. The entire laptop had nothing in it, on it, but connections and direct connections to the demise of a man with his addiction to drugs. And even after they knew the laptop was real, what do they do to help him? Nothing. Keep the money coming into the Biden crime family at all costs. Maximize the amount of money coming into the Biden crime family. Use his addiction, and that will be the alibi. He didn't know what he was doing. He was an addict. He didn't understand what he was doing. He's an addict. He didn't comprehend what was going on. He was an addict. So if you look at the President of the United States of America, do you really think he cares about your kid or your grandkid? You think he cares about adults who are addicted to prescription drugs when he doesn't even care about his own child's addiction and, in fact, exploited his child's addiction to his advantage to make money for his family? These are the questions that must be asked. This is why I say that it's very clear the President of the United States of America is, in fact, a drug dealer right now. Four times as much fentanyl is flowing across the United States-Mexico border under President Joe Biden compared to 2 years prior, when former President Trump was in office, new data shows. There has been a new launch by Representative Daryl Issa and Representative Ken Calvert, a caucus dedicated to the fentanyl crisis. U.S. Border Patrol agent Mark Dunbar of the Southern California area noted that the level of fentanyl seizures has skyrocketed in the last year, saying, quote, across sectors, we're seeing the amount of fentanyl coming across the border almost doubling, Dunbar said. What we're seeing coming across is equal to the amount of Americans who are dying from it in the U.S. We have more fentanyl coming across the border now than we've ever seen at any point. And the number is skyrocketing month after month, week after week, and year now after year. For cartels, he says it's all about making money. Fentanyl is primarily flown into Mexico from China. Did you hear me? Fentanyl is primarily flown into Mexico from China before the Mexican drug cartels then traffic the large quantities across the southern border, which is wide open. Only a fraction of the fentanyl traffic across the border is seized by the Department of Homeland Security. For cartels, it's all about making the money. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, who also attended the caucus launch, said that fentanyl seizures in his community, less than 120 miles from the border, have been astronomical, suggesting the increase can be traced back to when the Biden administration came into office, saying, quote, we're now finding that they're making the fentanyl pills here. 2 years ago, they were making all of it in Mexico. They're not trying to kill their clients. They just understand how unbelievably addicting the pills are, and they want to get them to America as fast as they possibly can because the amount of money they're making is astronomical. Earlier this month, the CDC reported that more than 100,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses in the last 12 months. And nearly two-thirds of those deaths were linked directly to fentanyl. Two illegal aliens, by the way, were arrested in Sterling Heights, Michigan, for having been found trafficking about 20,000 fentanyl pills for the Mexican drug cartel. So if you think it's only on the border, you're wrong. That's all the way in Michigan. Let's dive into that for a minute. Police in Sterling Heights, Michigan, arrested two illegal immigrants following a vehicle pursuit. The officers found more than 20,000 fentanyl pills allegedly transported from a Mexican drug cartel. Sterling Heights police attempted to stop a BMW on April the 8th. The driver refused to yield. Why? Because he had all the pills in the car. And the chase ended when the driver pulled into a dead-end road and fled on foot. Officers arrested him not far from the vehicle. During a search of the BMW, officers found more than 20,000 fentanyl pills disguised as OxyContin. So you may think you're buying OxyContin, you're really buying pills laced with fentanyl, and then that's how you die of an OD because you don't realize that what you're taking is actually not OxyContin. It is a fake pill looking like OxyContin, printed, stamped like OxyContin, and it's really fentanyl. In addition, the officers found more than 500 grams of powdered fentanyl. In addition to the driver, the officers also arrested a female passenger. Both allegedly told the officers they were Mexican nationals in the U.S. illegally and were working for an unidentified drug cartel. Officers estimated the street value of the drugs were about $400,000. They said there was enough fentanyl to kill thousands of Michiganders. And the CDC reported that fentanyl is now the leading cause of death between the ages of 18 and 45, according to Families Against Fentanyl. Did you hear me? The CDC is now reporting that fentanyl is now the leading cause of death of kids 18 all the way up to 45.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You would think that as the President of the United States of America, right, as a father, as a grandfather, you'd be like, all right, we got to stop that, right? You'd have a Nancy Ronald Reagan moment, all right? Just say no to drugs type of thing. When we saw it was happening with drugs in the early 80s, you'd think there'd be a moment where you would say, holy cow, we got to stop this. The problem is Joe Biden doesn't want to stop it because stopping it would mean you secure the border. And that's a problem for him. Stopping it would mean that you were stopping the flow of cash going into China. That's also a problem for him because there's a very good chance that he is compromised because of his son and his crime family. Don't think that China can't blackmail the President of the United States of America. Don't think that China wasn't keeping records and tabs on things that they could blackmail this president with if they ever needed to, when they were doing the business dealings and the billions of dollars in loans were coming out of China for the Biden crime family. China needs Americans to die from fentanyl overdoses. China needs Americans to be buying fentanyl. China needs the open border because without China, the cartels have to go back to other drugs that are not as addictive as fentanyl. Remember, a cost per gram evaluation of fentanyl screams fentanyl is good for business. You barely need any of it to get somebody high, much less OD them. It's extremely addictive to compare to any of the other drugs that they've been bringing into this country. And the ability to make fake pills like oxycodone and other things like that and lace it with another high of fentanyl is good for their business. Joe Biden knows all of this. Joe Biden can't stand up to China. And that means that your kids and your grandkids will die and adults will die. It's the leading cause of death now. This is also the reason why it's clear there needs to be a major investigation. And this is all over the country. Now, 26 Republican governors have now launched a border strike force to address the border crisis in the name of not just the open border, but the crime and the fentanyl coming across the border. A group now of 26 Republican governors have launched the American Governors Border Strike Force this week, a nationwide partnership to secure the border in response to federal government's failures. The American Governors Border Strike Force announcement, led by the Arizona Governor Ducey and Texas Governor Abbott, came one day after the report by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection disclosed that illegal immigrants crossing in March of the nation's southern border were the highest for a month in 20 years. Governor Ducey noted that the Border Strike Force is based on the successful model developed in 2015 by the Arizona Border Strike Force. What we're doing in Arizona works, Ducey said in a statement. But this is not just an Arizona issue. It's a national issue now. It's our entire southern border isn't secure. Our nation isn't secure. As dangerous transactional criminal organizations continue to profit from holes in the border and fill our community with drugs, we know that for a fact now, it's no coincidence that we're seeing historic levels of opioid-related deaths. The American Governors Border Strike Force will serve as a force multiplier in the fight against criminal activity directly tied to our southern border. He went on to say, my thanks to my fellow governors who saw the problem and chose to be a part of the solution. The launch of the strike force also followed the Biden administration's recent announcement of its plan to end Title 42 in May, a Trump-era policy that allowed the Border Patrol to turn away migrants at the southern border to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Quote, after considering the current public health conditions and an increased availability of tools to fight COVID-19, such as highly effective vaccines and therapeutics, the CDC directors determined that an order suspending the right to introduce migrants into the United States is no longer necessary, the CDC said in a statement in March. Concerns continue to grow that that policy change will lead to an additional spike in illegal crossings. Border officials say they're now prepared for up to 18,000 illegal crossings per day, a number that could exceed 540,000 people per month. The costly response would also include a large increase in personnel, an additional 2,500 law enforcement officers, 2,750 support staff, and over 1,000 medical personnel at the southern border could be required, according to a report by the Department of Homeland Security, because of all the illegals coming across the border. Why? Because this administration wants as many illegals to come across the border as possible. Border Patrol also apprehended at least 23 individuals, including one on the nation's terror watch list last year, according to new information. In fact, between January the 20th and December the 27th, there were 23 encounters with individuals whose names matched the terrorist screening database, according to the new report that has just come out. So it's not just an issue of fentanyl. It's also now an issue of national security. And that's just the ones that we actually caught. Which brings me back to the fentanyl. You look at where we are now and you see what's happening. And you realize that these governors have no choice now but to step in the way. Now, you want to know who's being killed by this? Hispanics in America. And that's exactly why Joe Biden's approval rating has now plunged by 42%. Excuse me, by 42 points in just 15 months while in office. How do you lose that much support? Because the Hispanic communities are being terrorized by the cartels and the fentanyl. They're being terrorized in their communities by the drug addictions, and they're realizing that an open border is not good for their communities. And they're the first ones to admit it and say, I don't like Joe Biden because he's killing my family and friends by allowing the cartels to come across the border and the Chinese to send their fentanyl to Mexico. And they're destroying our communities with this highly addictive drug that's the number one killer of kids 18 years old in America. Listen to the DEA agent talking about fentanyl, calling it a chemical weapon attack on our country that, quote, no one is taking seriously.
Former DEA Special Ops Division agent Derek Maltz joins me now. Derek, I had the opportunity to talk with you before the show. There is so much information that you have on this crisis, but the most stunning is that there, when it comes to the ages that are being infected, the number one cause of death for ages 18 to 45 is what, sir?
Fentanyl, right here in America, right in our backyards, coming from the Mexican cartels, chemicals from China. But Lawrence, like, every morning you get coffee, right? You get your sweetener, these little packs, 1 gram, right? Mm-hmm. You take 1 gram, you put it in your hand. This amount of fentanyl can kill 500 people, wow. Right? If you take a salt shaker.
By the way, I want you to understand, he opened a sweetener, like a little Sweet and Low, a Stevia, an Equal packet, okay? And that 1 gram, that's 1 gram of sweetener that you put in your coffee is enough to kill 500 people with an overdose of fentanyl. That's how little fentanyl you need to get people high and to kill them. He's now holding up a salt shaker to make his point about just how deadly fentanyl is.
Right? This is a Thanksgiving salt shaker. Unfortunately, many families couldn't enjoy Thanksgiving with their kids because we're losing 300 a day. You take a salt shaker. I have hundreds of grains. All you need, Lawrence, is 4 grains to kill an American. And that's what's happening. We have a chemical weapon.
4 grains of salt out of your salt shaker is how much fentanyl it takes to actually kill you. You understand why this stuff's so addictive? If 4 grams of it can kill you, imagine what 1 gram can do to your life. And imagine what just 1 gram can do to you. Take a listen to Derek Malz as he talks about there's more fentanyl now coming into America, enough to kill every single American citizen.
We have a chemical weapon attack against the country, and nobody's taking it serious.
No one's taking it serious. We have a chemical weapons attack on our country, and no one is taking it seriously. No one. Certainly not the president. This is a guy whose own son, he said, all right, I'll exploit your addiction. Now, this isn't the only reason why we should secure the border. Border Patrol now has come out with their new numbers. And again, if you got 500,000 coming across the border every month and you're only catching 20% of them, then what we know right now is that clearly there's some terrorists that are in America right now that we didn't catch. Because Border Patrol has also come out saying we stopped 23 people on the terrorist database at the southern border last year and over 1 million migrant encounters. And that's just the ones we encountered. How many did we not encounter? Listen to this.
According to a CBP record I obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request, there were at least 23 known or suspected terrorists caught here at our southern border in 2021. Take a look at this graphic. We'll dive right into the numbers for you. This shows there were approximately 23 hits on the TSDB. That is the Terrorist Screening Database. There were 4 in San Diego sector, 4 in El Centro, 2 in Yuma sector, 2 in Tucson sector, 3 in El Paso sector, 4 in Del Rio sector, and 4 in the Rio Grande Valley sector. And again, this is the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center who puts together this database. And keep in mind, these are only the ones they know about, only the ones they caught. And as you take a look at some file video right here, we'll explain why that's such a concern. Keep in mind, just in the last 6 months alone here at the border, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways. Border Patrol can't be everywhere at once. People are getting through in major, major numbers. And that's one of the reasons why
300,000 plus known getaways, meaning we see them, we can't grab them. And there's more than 23 people on the terrorist database that did ping that they did catch. So how many did they not catch? Are there 100 terrorists in this country? There are 150, are there 200, are there 300, are there 500? These numbers would not be abnormal based on the 23 that we caught. And then if you do that based on the percentage that we caught compared to those that got away.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says these terrorist numbers, these guys caught at the border last year, are a major concern. And he says DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has to start considering the border crisis as a national security issue. Take a listen.
He knows 23 people have been arrested off the FBI screening database. He knows that. And he says Secretary Homeland Security. At what point does this man have enough integrity to tell the White House, I cannot keep this border open no matter what, because we've created a national security issue of the highest proportions. If he had any integrity at all, he would tell the White House, no, we need to secure the border.
And guys, if we can actually dip out of these photos right now and take a live camera that we have here in Eagle Pass, if we can go to it right now, we have a roving cameraman who is set up here. There is a mass release of migrants about to take place right here at a local NGO. This is something we've been reporting on for months now, that the federal government border patrol facilities here in Del Rio sector completely over capacity. So they've been doing these mass releases day in and day out. We've shown them to you down in Brownsville, down in the Rio Grande Valley. Now you're seeing it live up here in the Del Rio sector as well. Here in Eagle Pass, what you're seeing are mostly single adults being released. These are happening by the hundreds.
80,000 illegal immigrants in the March alone we released into the United States of America. 80,000. And a lot of these people are coming in. They're setting up criminal enterprises. So you got terrorists coming in. You got the fentanyl coming in. And then we've got, and again, let me go back to Joe Biden, connect all this for you. Do you really think Joe Biden gives a crap if your kid or you die or someone you know die or an entire community dies or an entire college party people in a mass fentanyl overdose die? No. We've got some new breaking news. You finally crossed the line. Hunter Biden, we now have a scathing letter that he sent to his dad, Joe Biden, on the eve of the Trump inauguration. He knew his son was an addict. Who writes this letter to their father, right? Hunter Biden, the son of the President of the United States of America, penned a despairing letter to his father just days before Donald Trump took office as the 45th President of the United States of America. As Biden received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and declined, in Hunter's words, to properly credit his family for his life's work, from the hard drive from hell, which the National Pulse is now reporting, has conducted some of the most substantive and consistent reporting on this laptop. The message comes from Hunter's Notes app and details a bizarre family dynamic which places Joe Biden at the top like a mafia crime boss. I've been telling you about this for months. Dad, you have to listen, Hunter begins, before going on to bemoan the fact that Joe Biden's family has lived their lives in service to Joe, and that they feel publicly and privately humiliated by his behavior. Parts of the letter were previously published by Miranda Devine in her best-selling book, Laptop from Hell. Dad, you have to listen. Then you can do whatever you want. I'll make it the last time you can ignore it, or I hope at least acknowledge that the three people on earth who have lived their lives in service to you, who love you more than the next 30 combined, have suddenly all concluded that for their own reasons that you have finally crossed the line. And we won't be publicly and privately humiliated, while those that publicly and privately humiliate us held to the world as the loves of your life, the life of yours. Love is an action, Dad, not an emotion. This is a son who's an addict, clearly having problems with his father, taking advantage of him, basically in many ways begging for attention from his father. Think about how your brother and sister express their love for you. They do anything you tell them to do and have their whole lives. You act as if I have no right to tell you about what you did or didn't have or haven't done with your siblings. Well, that's just absurd, Hunter Biden writes. Uncle Jimmy is my best friend, and Aunt Val is my mother. And if you make me ever feel like saying that it's somehow a betrayal, then you know this every time over the last 30 years you say she saved our lives. With Aunt Val standing right next and never mention her, I feel like grabbing the mic and saying she may have saved the lives of saved his life, but Bo and I were pretty happy with Mom and Aunt Val losing Mommy. This grown man writes, in 2016 was more like expect it might be to be born without legs. And you know, something really, really important isn't there, but don't quite know why it feels so incredibly absent when you can't remember its presence. Again, if this sounds a little confusing, I'm reading verbatim Hunter's scathing letter to his father. And then you learn to walk and get bionic legs and set and a set of wings. Mom, and Aunt Val save my life, Dad. They save Bo's life, Dad. You saved our lives. I understand the lie serves your purpose, Dad. But to make two boys who had the three greatest mothers God could conceive taken from them, that they had to buy into it or they would be betraying you, is pretty awful. Because that is not choice we would ever even let sit in our minds a moment. That's an act of love, Dad, and the greatest act of love is that your sister never once in the slightest way would allow us to believe that it must be torture to be written out of the greatest love story ever told. I want you to imagine you're Joe Biden, and this is the letter, and this is what you're being told from your son. And I want you to imagine that you know your son's an addict, and your son's clearly begging you for love and help and support and calling your life a fraud and saying, you don't do anything for us. It was the others that saved Bo's life and my life. It was others who raised us, not you, which goes back to what I just said a moment ago about the open border. This guy has no soul. I'm talking about Joe Biden. He knows his son's an addict, and he doesn't do anything to stop his son's addiction. In fact, he uses his son's addiction and exploits his son's addiction to his advantage. That's how sick Joe Biden is. Do you really think he cares about your kids dying of fentanyl because of an open border that he has created because he's clearly compromised by the Chinese who are making God knows how much money off the fentanyl they're sending into the United States of America via Mexico? And we know that China's doing it, and this president's refusing to call them out. You have to ask yourself the question, why? This man is compromised and people are dying and he doesn't care. He doesn't even care about his own son. Let it sink in, folks. This is who he is. Let it sink in. Make sure you share our podcast with your family and friends. Hit that share button. Auto-download our podcast so you get our podcast each and every day. God bless you, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.